Today, Günter Grass won the Nobel Prize for Literature. The Nobel Academy cited his first novel, The Tin Drum, published in 1959, for ushering in a new era of German literature after decades of linguistic and moral destruction. We're going to hear an excerpt of an interview I recorded with Grass in 1992. Although he's now staunchly anti-Nazi, he had been a member of Hitler Youth, then fought in the war. You were wounded at the end of the war and captured.
Yeah.
And then when the war was over, as part of this like denazification program, you were forced to see the newly liberated death camp of Dachau.
Yes.
Can you explain how that happened? I wasn't aware of that, that there was a program in
which... Yes, there was this kind of re-education program.
Mm-hmm.
Very naive then, and... as I told you in the beginning, I always said that's propaganda. And only if when we heard on the radio our former Hitler Youth leader speaking out what has happened, and all this propaganda lies were washed away, and I started to see clear.
What was it like when you saw Dachau?
I didn't believe. I saw the camp, it was awful, but I didn't believe what really has happened there in the beginning.
So even seeing it, you didn't believe
it? Yeah.
So when you actually heard your youth leader testify at the Nuremberg trials and you realized, wow, this was really true, did you immediately change? Did you immediately stop believing the propaganda you were taught? Or was that a much slower process?
Yes, was it immediately a shock? And but it took me more than 2 or 3 years really to come to the point. And I was reading books about it, and I informed myself. And I had the chance in the western part of Germany to look out for my own way, to find my own political point of view. And if I see to... people of my generation who did grow up in East Germany, it was much more difficult for them because they changed in changing the shirt, the brown shirt of the Nazi youth movement against the blue shirt of the communistic youth movement. There was no time between and no chance for them to find to make their own decision. This is one of the different things we had in East and West Germany. And then after the war, when after this prison camp, I was always interested to be an artist, as a sculptor. My first professional training was as a stonemason, and afterwards I entered the art school in Düsseldorf and then in Berlin. But in all this time, I also started to write poems, playwrights, and read a lot of books, mixed and wild, was without any program. I had the feeling I have to do very quick, because in the Nazi time we didn't get this kind of literature. It was in the end of the 40s and the beginning of the 50s when I first read novels of Hemingway and Faulkner and Kafka and all this forbidden literature. It was very important for me when I was young.
Günter Grass, recorded in 1992. Today he won the Nobel Prize for Literature.